from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, the Olympics are getting underway.
Can't wait, man. Cannot wait. Fun. And I don't like everything. I'm not going to sit here and say anything that they're competing with, men or women, I like. I don't. But, yeah, there's certain things I look at and I can't wait. I'm all in on the NBA thing, but I will say this. I've been saying this since I started doing radio. If we ever lose, remember when the other countries used their pros and we were playing with our amateur team and we were getting kicked around a little bit, and finally we go, no, hell no. We're going to start, they're playing their pros, we're going to start using our pros. Those teams are loaded, we're going to get, and that dream team, and then we just kind of, we're off and running, but they should never lose. And I know they've been a whole bunch of close games, these practice games, but they, and I don't care if they win by 20, they don't have to win by 20, and I'm not going to sit here and, you know, compare them all to Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and those teams, but they need to win. That would be very disappointing for all those guys to go over there, and they know that. I don't think they're real worried about it, right? There's Steph Curry and LeBron doing a lot of interviews, and Kevin Durant. You're going, yeah, that's kind of a hard group right there. Joel Embiid. By the way, Joel Embiid doesn't look good. You've been watching the games a little bit. Why? He's obviously not 100%. I know he wants to play, but that's kind of a weird one. But I got to tell you, Bam and AD coming off the bench together, two of the best defenders. Can block a lot of shots. That's fun to have those two coming. Yeah, I am looking forward to the basketball games and the track and field stuff, man. Everything, high jump, long jump, anything that remember, and it's been fun, and going to track meets growing up, and watching teammates who were fast enough run and see how they did. And we got a bunch of those guys, man. We actually got a bunch of track guys. That's really cool. On this football team, which, by the way, is not only the fastest team in the NFL, and by the way, not even up for debate. I was talking to Mike Westhoff about this. He goes, I'll tell you one thing. If they're not happy with that Olympic team, this is Mike Westhoff talking. He says they ought to just pick four players from that Miami Dolphins team with Tyreek Hill running the anchor on the relay. He said that team is... you know, and he had to get his team, Denver Broncos, had to get ready to play him in that blowout. And he said, wow, that speed was, remember all the different plays, the crossing route, and a Denver player would take a bad angle. And it was, they're running by everybody. No matter how good you were, even Patrick Surtain is like, Junior's going, oh my God, this is bad. This is a bad one. But, yeah, they are a fast team, and Mike will put in a lot of things again this year to get the most out of that speed they have, and we'll see what happens. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as Miami Dolphins. I started the show this morning with this. If you go to practice, practices are a lot different than they used to be. There's no more two-a-days, and there's no more working. And listen, I don't have a problem with it before I set this up. Because every time an older guy says this, you sound like a grumpy old man, which I've been called at home sometimes. If the kids don't like something, it's their go-to line now. Oh, you're just a grumpy old man. I go, no, just clean up after yourself. That's a long, when I get to grumpy old man. Oh, I tell him, hey, you guys mind like cleaning up a little bit around here, or just your mom's gonna do everything? Yeah. Oh my God, he's grumpy again. So I'm not having a grumpy old man football moment, but the practices are a lot different, and I don't care because I think it's around the league most of it, where you know. You want to get as much work in, but you don't want guys to get injured. And you also listen to the new world of science and analytics, combination of stuff that's best for your team to have them peak when it counts the most. And I think a lot of teams are not afraid because you're not going to play. It's going to be the least amount of time you're going to see veteran players and your key players play in the preseason. Each year, it's less and less, right? Less and less, because nobody wants to get one of your key guys hurt in a preseason game. That's just a bad look and a great topic for radio in every market. If you see a guy get hurt in a preseason and go, why is he playing? It's like a blowout in a game. Like, why is he still in the game, right? We got the Bradley Chubb. Why was Mike still? Why is he still in the game? So I understand that. So it is different when you go out there. There's a lot more veterans' days off. There'll be a lot of guys that are a little nicked up that he says, hey, take an extra day. There's going to be more of that in the practices as you go out there. So I don't get too wrapped up when I go to practice about watching to see a lot of the one-on-one and who's hot and who's not and all that stuff. It's hard to do because it's different. You got young guys trying to catch up. I'm not reading into a lot of stuff with the rookies yet. There's going to be plenty of time, man, for all of us to watch that together in these joint practices coming up, the five joint practices that you'll see or hear about, and the three preseason games where a lot of guys will play a lot and be getting a lot of snaps during that time. So that's going to be a big one. I do say, and I said this before, hey, listen, man, Omar's got a completely, I tell Omar Kelly this all the time. He'll watch a game and I'll watch a game and he'll see things and say things and I'll go, where did that come from? So I think Dade County wants to start with some Omar specials because he hit me with another one. He hit you with another one yesterday. He somehow thinks Mike McDaniel can get this contract done and he's kind of, I don't want to say he's blaming Mike McDaniel that it's not done, but he thinks Mike McDaniel needs to step in and help the Tua contract get done. Wow. Why don't you just do it, Omar? Why don't you? I mean, that's not the head coach's job. That's not the head coach's job. Head coach is already in an awkward situation. He just is. He's calling the plays. He's got a great relationship with the general manager. And I know Mike has said everything he can. Mike's not involved in money. Mike's not going to get involved in the money part. That's not his job. It's just not. But Mike has made it clear to Chris and the rest of the folks above him that Tua's got another gear left. He's going to only be better this year with some more things that they're going to put in and some more players that we have. And he thinks it'll be better and help us to be better later in the year. I do know that. I don't know a lot, but I know that. So Mike has gone to bat as far as this guy can get us to where we want to go. He does believe that. Mike believes that the right guy is there to get us to the next level. Now, some of you don't like that. I'm just telling you what Mike believes. Mike believes that. We'll see. We'll see. But that's not, like, all the things Omar can write about, and I'm like, you're writing about Mike McDaniel needs to step in and get involved? Did you read that, Woody?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good take if you want people to react, I suppose.
So we're going to have people, by the way, go, that's right, Mike needs, when he's done with practice and getting all those guys.
I don't know how many people are going to say that, Joe. Hey, man, Mike's got his plate pretty full right now. He keeps throwing that number. Was that number 24?
Yeah.
He keeps throwing out. He's got his plate pretty full right now.
You think?
With trying to win a ball game there, okay? So for him to be dealing with negotiations.
Can I give you another
By the way, let me ask you this. Do you think Mike even knows what Tua's looking for, like what he wants in these deals? Like, I can't imagine Mike's in there in the negotiations.
That's a great question.
And then Chris, you know, calls him afterwards and goes, hey, Tua's looking for this, but we're not willing to do it. Where this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine they just run that by him.
No, they don't run it by him, but I wonder if Mike wants to know how close they are and they throw some numbers to give him an idea just so he knows.
Or does he just stay out of it? And he's like, I'm here to coach.
That could
be. You guys figure it out.
Right.
I want him here.
I've told you how I feel about him. Yes. Yeah. That's for sure. But
I just think he's got his plate very, very full right now trying to make this thing work.
So there's some other things out there, too, because a lot of people are blasting Chris Greer right now. And I just want to tell you, man, this. I want everybody to just take a common sense pill and step back on Chris Greer. Chris Greer drafted him. You got a pretty good idea how Brian Flores feels about Tua Tagovailoa. Now, I don't know how he felt on draft day. Chris Greer is responsible for drafting Tua Tagovailoa. Do you really think he wants to go, he's not that good. We're just going to put this fake stuff out there, but we'll see how it goes and we'll get rid of him. Chris Greer wants more than any of us for this thing to work out. Think about it. GMs, you know what happens when you draft a quarterback and you're a general manager and the guy doesn't work out and it's your pick? That's when GMs really start getting blasted. Oh, my God, you whiffed. You 100% whiffed on the guy. Guy's more worried about sleeping with his mom's best friend than he is playing football. You know, that stuff the Jets just went through. Second overall pick. So, yeah, man, Chris Greer wants his thing to work, and he wants to get it done. He really does. So, and one more thing on Omar. I like Omar. I like working with him, but it's incredible how we watch the same thing, and he's got a completely different take. It's amazing, right? I know we all got our favorite guys, and we have, like, he's higher on certain guys than I will be when we talk back and forth, and I need to see more, and he'll say he needs to say more, and I go, okay, that's all right, I see it. But the other take that drives me nuts, and I love Dade County, and I love our athletes down here. This thing that you can find a corner or a wide receiver at a park that can play in the NFL is the most ridiculous thing that he ever says, that there's cover corners walking around Dade County at parks and wide receivers all over the place. Yes, we've had a lot of wide receivers play and corners that are from down here in South Florida that are playing in the NFL. He's right about that. But there's not a whole bunch of extra ones just sitting waiting to get a call down here because somebody called and said, hey, some guy went to Northwestern High School. You ought to call him. He's really good. He's locking down everybody. I like our guys as much as anybody. We are full of NFL players down here. 3, 4, 5, sometimes on a team. But this thing about that we are loaded down with a bunch of guys that are just hanging out that can play in the league, I don't buy that. Sounds good, though, for, you know, a guy went to Carroll City High School, but it's not. No, stop it. All right, man, I got that off my chest. Thank you. I do feel better now.
I should read you some text. You won't feel as good.
Why?
Because people are all over the board on this thing, man. You know that.
Which part?
Joe, how the bleep do you know what Mike thinks? Of course he's going to say Tua has another gear. And I wrote back to that guy, and I go, what, you think he's just lying?
Yeah.
Like, you think he goes up to the podium and talks to the media and just lies? You think after he says all that stuff, he goes back and goes, boy, that guy sucks.
I'm not hurt by that because that's a guy that just doesn't
Tua. The guy hates Tua, he hates Tua.
I can't change. And you know what the great thing about talk radio is? No matter what side, and you're like, oh, I agree with that guy today. Oh, I don't. I can't stand him today. Like, I don't expect everybody to agree. And that's fine.
He's a very polarizing guy for some reason.
Yes, he is. And you know, the second part of this whole thing is if you've already made up your mind on somebody in life, you ain't changing. You turn the TV on and you like somebody in politics or you don't like somebody. Or somebody's doing a talk show. There's somebody that my wife watches every day. And she goes, I know, it's 3:00. You're going to turn her off. I can't stand her show. She's never done anything to
Who
me.
Who is it? I think it's who comes on in the afternoon.
Man, don't worry about it, will you?
Who comes on in the
afternoon?
Don't
worry about
Kelly
it.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yes, her.
Is it?
Oh.
She's still on?
Yes.
What's her issue?
I don't know.
She's political or something?
No, it's just I'm making the point that you turn somebody on. You don't do that, Woody? You?
There's a lot of people I strongly dislike. Absolutely.
And sometimes.
But Tua is harmless. He's done nothing to anyone. Now, listen. I've been pretty clear on what I think of Tua. I don't think the Dolphins win a Super Bowl. Tua is their quarterback. I just don't see that as any sort of reality.
So there's people that agree with you.
I certainly hope I'm wrong. But I also believe that he's the best option that you have. I think he's the best option you're going to have. And I don't think that this is good for anyone to have this guy standing off to the side. You know. So I think you got to get a deal done because you have to move forward as a team.
That's good. But, a lot of people think that,
you
know, that's
again, what do you want to do? You want to go back and tank and try to draft another guy and try to do this thing all over again?
Right.
I mean, the Dolphins have built up a pretty solid roster.
The problem is we're going to win too many games again this year to worry about getting
They will
some
never
guy
get to that point again. You know how hard it would be to get to that point where you're winning two or three games with the team they've put together?
Yeah. No.
That would take years in and of itself.
Well, obviously, with all the 30-something-year-old guys that have mostly all been really good players and hoping that you can get another year out of a whole bunch of those guys that you think and are all in on again this year to try to win it. That's pretty obvious, too.
Yeah, I respect the hell out of people that are fans and think Tua's going to get to a Super Bowl.
I'm not mad.
It's just, unfortunately, I got to play what I see with my own eyes, and nothing has shown me so far, with his sample size, that he is going to lead this team.
Well, let's go to
past Mahomes, past Lamar, past Josh, all these guys.
Let's go to the other thing. Have you seen anything that looks like Mike is not all in on Omar or on Omar? He's not in on Omar.
Yeah,
on
but
Tua.
Again, Chris Greer says the same stuff, and the deal's not done. So, I get that a little bit, but yeah, Mike. I don't think Mike goes up to the podium and lies.
You know, everybody thought
he said
lied.
It, by the way, after the first day of practice, all the praise of Tua, all that stuff. I don't think he's lying.
You know when this all started? It started when he got on the plane to take the job. He made that call, and he made that call to Tua, and everybody went, he doesn't believe that. Remember that?
No.
He doesn't believe that. All right, we got to go to break.
Do you watch The View? Are you watching The View?
No, it's not The View. It's an actual, she sings to start the show.
No, I know. The View's another
show. Hey, y'all.
The View with Whoopi and
yeah, I don't watch that.
Whoever else,
no, that's hardcore girl Ponty. I can't watch those. So my wife at 3 o'clock likes that show with Kelly Clarkson.
I saw Ellen hung it up.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
No, but she officially retired. She came out. I didn't think she was on the air either. She came out. I saw recently and was like, I'm officially retiring.
I think she got a lot of heat that she wasn't real nice to employees.
Yeah.
Hey, right now.
Fight that one.
Will you stop? Have you been drinking coffee too this morning? You got some buildup back there. I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Hey, Woody, we spent a lot of time with him yesterday, and man, he was fired up. He says, "Yo, let's get rolling to help people, man. Let's get going. From first time home buyers rates right now, he's got some great rates, fixed rates in the fives. He's got some great programs that he's put together, self employed and declined by the banks. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage got you covered. Credit card debt is a big one. Wait, I couldn't believe people didn't realize credit card debt. If you're not paying it off every month, Woody." What did I hear? 29 to 30%? You looked up your car.
30%.
Wow.
29.99%, Joe.
Holy smokes. And I want to talk to everybody out there about the reverse mortgage. Michael Kotze is just staying busy because of this stuff, and he's really good at what he does. And I just want to let you know that reverse mortgage, you got a lot of equity in that home. Reverse mortgage might be absolutely perfect for you. Here's how it works. More popular than ever here in South Florida. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. And it might be a great, great way for you to go and get that money out of the home that's just sitting there anyway and take advantage of it and still have a place to live. There's just so many programs. I want everybody to go to the Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews, see what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 33 years in the business now. 33 years. Here's the deal with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He really has no life. I'm not taking shots at him. Even his wife has started to say this. He really doesn't have a life. He works 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. Going to get you the lowest rates. Going to get you taken care of. He's got some real creative programs he's put together. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Notice, he's an equal housing lender. Why do I tell you anything? Yeah, yeah. Why? Since you've
been gone. I didn't know you watch this show every day.
It's my 3 o'clock coffee. Why? Anything you... I tell you stuff, and you go out of your way for like months now, because now
you
this
just
won't
tell
stop.
Me. You just told everyone.
Well, nobody else, but you're the one that's sitting there going to control. Now I got to hear her songs.
What's wrong with... she's got a good voice, no?
Yeah, she's fine.
You said she sings on the show, too?
I think she opens, yes.
That's nice.
I think. I watch.
You think.
I almost went back to being a phony again. Yes, I've heard her sing everybody's songs.
Hey, you got a lot of girl power in that house, man.
Whew, man, there is.
Thank God you got that baseball package.
I
got
to tell you, that man card has been cut up many, many times at that house. There's no question about that. Hey, anyway, we've got another practice coming up with the Miami Dolphins, and I can't say it enough. The one guy that I believe in, I know other people are a little worried. You know, you look at your team, and you know what you have, man. You got skill position, speed, and you've got really good players. I'm not worried about the secondary. I think we got a really good defensive secondary. Once everything gets, you know, he puts everything together, I think the head coach or the defense coordinator has got a real good feel for his guys, and he'll be fine there. I'm a little worried about the pass rush early. I am. And, you know, we'll see when it goes live and what kind of pressure. It doesn't, by the way, have to be sacks, but it needs to be somebody in the quarterback's face a little bit earlier, get him out of his rhythm, get him out of where he wants to step and throw, and not let him sit back there for an extra second or two. We all understand that. But I just believe, I think Butch Berry just had last year one of the best coaching jobs I've seen. Now, we are number one offense, so obviously there were a lot of good things to take place. I don't care who you play. If you're the number one offense, it's still impressive. Number two scoring, it was impressive. And I know we had our games that, you know, we beat up on the week at times, or teams that weren't as good. But individually, the job that Butch Berry did with his guys, especially, nobody had more injuries except the defensive line and the pass rushers last year. That was end of year. Never seen anything like that. All of them went down at the same time, or basically. But Butch Berry, from 1-9, they got to a point they had to play a ninth guy. They were able to get out there and run most of their offense, and have success and do things to keep you competitive in most of the games. I really did. I thought Butch Berry was that good as an offensive line coach in Mike's system. Now, the connection of Mike's system and what Butch does best, because listen, Butch has had other jobs and, you know, he's left jobs and people, I don't know how good he is, and didn't work out. And well, I don't know. But what he just did last year, then he had a really good year. And I think he would tell you one of the best years, considering all the injuries he had to all of his best players. It was amazing all the things they were able to do. Teron goes down, Isaiah Wynn goes down, Connor Williams goes down, Robert Hunt goes down. A lot of dudes going down last year. And by the way, not for one or two games. Woody, I said it one day, I think it was 34 games or something that those guys missed together, all of them. It's just some crazy amount of games. And they lined up. Mike puts in a system that is perfect. Like I said, get rid of the ball quickly, get it out to your guys. Running the ball wide was really good last year, 5.1 average. And I can just tell you all the skill guys are that good, or Mike's play calling's that good, but the offensive line coach got to get some credit for getting guys ready. And I'm guessing, so because of Butch, and Isaiah Wynn's not even ready to go yet. From the injury from last year, he's still not 100%. But I feel pretty good about it. I feel like, all right, a lot of those guys that he's counting on got a lot of playing time last year, and they wouldn't have kept him around if they didn't think they could help you. So we'll see. Hey, it's not perfect. It's going to be one of the strengths of the team once they get Bradley Chubb back and Jalen Phillips back, whenever that is, whether it's early or it might be a few games off. But early on, I'm a little worried about the pass run. People, I'm just saying, if you're giving me something, skill position is in great shape at the wide receiver position. Like I said, the track meet three in the backfield, running backs, got a fullback that's really good. Got a lot of good players, man. Tight end position is now full of pass receivers, really good group, so you can get some production out of that position. But you are counting on some guys coming back on the defensive line to give you a pass rush the second half of the season, basically. And we'll see what happens with the offensive line. We'll see how healthy they can stay. I've already said, give me 14 games from Teron, I'll take it right now. If he can stay, if he only misses three games and he is healthy, and we can keep him in December and January, those little injuries happen earlier in the year, I'll take it. Take it right now. We've got to go to break here. We've got to get all caught up. My God, we got all kinds of stuff going on here. Woody, anything else you're worried about today besides the Tua thing?
That'll be about it, Joe, for today.
Let's
one thing at a time, huh?
Yeah. So
it's not a good situation.
No, it's never good when your quarterback's holding out and he's there. Kareem Bay's going through the same thing.
I mean, look, let's go back to last season, right? What was the most concerning thing that we saw at the end of the year? The offense. Right? The defense held their own on life support last year, and they still held their own and kept them in the games.
We need a better out of the offense.
You got nothing.
Yeah.
The only thing you got in that Kansas City game was Tyreek backtracks, makes a play.
Comes back and catches it and
so
turns and runs for a touchdown.
I got those games very fresh in my mind. Again, that's, you know, they say Tua's going to take the next step, all that good stuff, and that's fine.
So
but I got to live in reality of what I've seen.
What everybody thinks, and we got the system now where everybody's hold in or hold out, and Tua's definitely a hold in. He's there, but he's not doing a lot. And the only thing I would say, he still got to keep his timing. He is a timing quarterback that he needs to get enough time throwing with all those guys. And so, and the backs and the tight ends, he needs to still keep, whether, you know, they have to do it away from everybody and get, you know, go against air where nobody gets hurt. He still needs to get some throwing in. Enough throwing to stay sharp for whatever is going to take place. But I got to tell you, anybody out there that reads Omar Kelly's article from the Herald yesterday and thinks Mike McDaniel can, like, fix this whole thing and can really push, that's not his job. It's just not his job. Might have been Belichick's job.
What a bizarre take. By the way, we've heard every possible angle except for that one. So at least Omar is being creative.
But that's not.
Of course it's not Mike's job.
Mike McDaniel needs to step in and help Tua get this contract done.
By the way, it's good that Mike's not involved in this stuff. You don't want the coach getting involved in that nonsense.
You don't think he's got enough on his plate right now that he's going to go in and what do you think Chris Greer and those guys, Brandon Shore, and and they're all sitting around having a meeting, and he comes in after and he goes, hey, yeah, Mike, you need something? What do you need? We know how you feel, Mike. We feel the same way. But this is not easy to do.
No, you guys need to get this done. Enough is enough.
I'll walk right out on you, and I won't.
I'll sit out, too. Solidarity, bro.
I'd like to know where that went.
Why not?
I would just like to know for a guy that's out there a lot, like, Omar, where the hell did that come from that all of a sudden a guy in his third year with the Miami Dolphins has got,
who,
like,
by the way, is on the hot seat?
I don't think Mike's on a hot seat.
All right, well, let's see if they lose, if they don't win a playoff game this year. Let's see.
Then I think you're on a hot seat.
Okay.
But I don't think he's on it. You think Mike's on a hot seat?
I hope not, because I think he's really good, but win at some point.
When,
you know, dominating bad teams in a regular season is not exactly, you know,
all right,
greatest thing in the world, but
so you got Mike.
I'm a huge Mike McDaniel fan.
You don't have to back it up with the insurance.
Well,
plan.
No, no,
I just
want to
know.
I told you with Tua, I'm not. I don't think Tua's going to get them where they need to get, but
okay.
So,
well,
you want to do some headlines next? We got to do something to laugh a little bit.
Yeah, if you got some good stuff.
I got a couple of good airline things for you.
When
I like to pile on the
when
airlines.
In doubt, just go to the airlines. There's
no
question. Yeah,
we'll do some good piling on today.
There's nobody out there that's going. I've never had any problems. And now, like, I only was delayed like 8 hours in Denver or American in Dallas. Just one night is all I had to stay. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T are nothing to mess with. Oh, boy. I had it 6 months ago. Oh, boy, it's a bad combination. First of all, I was dog tired every day. Driving, nodding off. I go, what is going on? I was tired. And wife goes, I know it's Friday night. You know what I'm doing. Come on, man. Then they told me I was getting grumpy, and grumpy old man stuff, and moody, and just there was nothing there. Hey, maybe I'll play tennis another day. Not today. It's too nice out. And I didn't want to be like that, and I never thought that maybe I had low T. But when my sex drive started having some problems, and I don't mean just sex drive, a lot worse than that, we had some problems. I don't want to get into specifics and embarrass myself any more than telling you about this ED and low T thing, but I got to tell you, man, I had them both, and I had them both bad. 6 months ago, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I did not want to go. I did not want to go and sit and tell somebody what I was going through, but I did, and man, those pros are great. I want you, if you're going through any of this stuff in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s right now, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. I can't thank those guys enough for how good I felt about 2 or 3 weeks after that meeting that I had with their professionals. They've got 6 locations. I'll be in the Plantation one again today. Get an appointment set up. At least listen to what they have to say. You know, it's embarrassing. A lot of us don't have anywhere to go or anybody to talk to about this. And I was in that same boat, but I just got where I didn't care. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information, but get that first appointment set up. You'll be glad you did with Atlantic Men's Clinic.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe. I showed you this video here earlier this morning. Trey Taylor, who is a defensive back for the Raiders. They haven't had a lot of success, as you can imagine, against the Chiefs over the years.
By the way, with those quarterbacks, they're not going to have a whole lot of success against anybody.
No, you see their depth chart is looking rough right now. It's that Aiden O'Connell, and then they got Gardner Minshew over there. So it seems like only a matter of time until Devontae Adams blows up. And
I want to see receivers next year. Follow him around one more year. By the way, he was really good on that show.
He was.
Finished it up last night.
All right, good, good. I'm glad you finally made it through that one.
Thank you, sir.
But back to this story here. The last thing you want to do on, like, the first or second day of camp is, you know, you go talk to the fans, and the guy got a Kermit the Frog doll with the Mahomes hair on top of it and a Mahomes jersey.
Why?
And he did the, hi, I'm Patrick, like, in the Kermit voice. And just not a great move.
I mean, it got everybody to laugh and stuff, but, like, why would you want to do that to a guy that has owned that division?
So Mahomes is 10-2 against the Raiders. The Chiefs have won 8 straight AFC West titles. And Mahomes' personal trainer came out on Twitter and quote tweeted it and said, "We will remember." Needless to say, when that matchup, the first matchup is in week 8, I would bet on the Chiefs in that one.
Why?
Pretty heavily. Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to get that guy any extra motivation. Like, why you'd want to rile that guy up all the people out there.
It's funny, just to your point, you and I were laughing earlier about, is Josh Allen overrated?
Yeah.
And I go, ask the Dolphins. He's 11-2.
And by the way, Mahomes is, without Mahomes, Josh Allen's probably in at least one Super Bowl, right?
Standing
in his way.
There's a good chance. And one thing about him, Josh Allen, he stays healthy. He and Mahomes, those guys play a lot. I just don't remember those guys missing games.
Seems like just a very, very strange move there, Joe. All right, let's go. I told you we'll get to the airlines here. Let's jump away from sports for a second here. And this is a very interesting thing. I don't know why I thought of you when I saw this, but there's an airline here, a South Asian airline, that women will soon be able to avoid sitting next to male strangers on a plane in a first-ever initiative that has been launched by IndiGo, which is the largest low-cost airline, I guess, in India. Yeah. Will allow female flyers to see a special seating map during the online check-in process.
What, girls only?
That shows them in pink where other members of their, the woman's sex, I guess, said that weird in the article here, are seated. So male passengers are not going to have this information. They will be only able to see the available seats that that they can sit in.
That's really weird. That's where I would prefer not to sit next to any men, please.
Well, I shouldn't say I thought of you when I read this, but...
So why would you think of me on that, though?
Curious. Because, you know, you'd like to talk.
Yeah.
You know.
I do. If I'm not talking, I'm sleeping. All right, Woody, what else you have on that note? That
I'm sorry.
No, it's a weird one.
That is a weird story. It's weird. It is a weird story.
Women, apparently, they wouldn't do it unless a lot of women have said, we'd really like to sit in our own area.
I sat next to a woman on my flight back from Charlotte. I told you, not the best experience.
I never had. I mean, first of all, if you sit next to somebody, you can tell if they don't want to talk or not. It's pretty clear.
Oh, I don't talk to, you know, I don't talk to anyone. But I was more referring to her, the way she was fitting into the seat.
So you sit.
So everyone's supposed to get the right armrest, right? Everyone's supposed to be entitled to have the right armrest.
I know you sent me some. Is this the big girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone should be entitled to the right armrest, correct?
Yeah.
Except the fact that, like, I couldn't even get to it.
Anyway. No. I'm glad you said this because I was coming home from a playoff game. I told you this years ago. And the woman was a large woman, and she sat next to me, and, you know, two on the side, a smaller plane. And she sat down, and I'm a big guy myself, so she was maybe like a quarter into my seat. And the next thing I hear is, excuse me, can I get an extended seatbelt, the second seatbelt? And they went and got it. And I was thinking, like, you see this situation where, and I needed to get out of there. It was the NBA basketball playoffs. I was like, and I don't want to embarrass anybody, so I didn't say anything. I sucked it up. But it was like, I was really pissed off. Like, you couldn't, like, There was not. I guess there's nothing they could do. Maybe the plane was full. It's like, hey, sorry. I guess they don't go around asking, hey, are you 300 pounds? But
well, they weigh the luggage.
What's the luggage have to do
but
with?
They could start weighing the people.
They're not going to do that. You imagine the lawsuits on that one.
The same lawsuits that airline that is going to block men from sitting in certain seats.
All right, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was a good rant. All right. And here to add to that airline story, this was really, really weird, man. So a couple of these like social media influencers, TikTokers or whatever the hell they're calling themselves, they were all riled up because on Friday, like everyone else, they got screwed at the airport, right?
Yeah.
And this wasn't the airline's fault. This was like, I mean, everything got hacked. So delayed Delta passengers. This is from Delta. They decided they would go into the lounge, whatever, the Delta lounge, where they have all the free stuff.
Yeah.
And their theme of their TikTok videos were that we're going to get revenge on the airline and we're going to make our money back because their trip was canceled. So they show in the video these guys taking different stuff from around the lounge, throwing it away. You know, taking wine, pouring it out. They took the entire thing of hand sanitizer and dumped it out. Like, it was a very weird video. They're getting a lot of backlash for it, but I just thought it was a very bizarre way to exact revenge on the airline.
Pretty stupid. I don't get that. I don't know why.
It is pretty stupid.
All right.
I got one more for you.
I get you're upset, but
this is a really cool story.
Up. Yeah.
So we got a punter here, Kyle Ulbrich, who is camped out at the Dolphins facility. Have you seen this?
Trying to get a job.
He's trying to get a job.
Yeah.
Now, I messaged him on Twitter, as I told you we were going to do, try to get him on. He's available.
Okay.
If we'd like to do this here. He's saying he'd jump right on with us. So if you're interested in this story here, I think we could do this, Joe.
So he's out there again today?
He is out there. He's got all these signs. By the way, I'm a big fan of this sign. That's a Sanders. I can hold your balls better. Big fan of that sign.
That's pretty smart, though. Even if you're not excited about me as your actual punter, that holder is the punter, and that is an important one because Jason has had guys in the past that he is not excited about.
So we actually had some people text in about this story earlier, so we reached out, and what do you think?
Want
to talk to him?
I think we should do it.
Excellent. Let's do it.
What's his name again?
Kyle. From Middle Tennessee. Tennessee.
So he must, I'm guessing the guy did his homework and said, if they'll give me a chance, I can beat this guy out.
Oh, well, he's got, by the way, I think it's his wife. You got to ask. I think it's his wife that makes the signs. And it says he's got a sign, Middle Tennessee record holding punter. It's a senior average, 47.1, all conference, undefeated at Hard Rock. He put undefeated at Hard Rock on the sign. Remember, they were the ones that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he just out of college or has he been out for a while?
Well, if he was on that team, I guess he's just out. Wait. Yeah. So this is just kind of.
Well, does he want to come on?
Yeah, he does. He got right back to us. You're very nice.
Well, listen, anything we can do to help Chris Greer and those guys, and instead of just worry about this negotiation with Tua, maybe we can help and see. Who's the punter right now for the Dolphins, Woody? Do you know?
Are you going to tell me? Do they have one?
Yes, they've got one.
Hopefully this guy. Do they have one?
Hey, let's go ahead.
I don't know, bro. I'm wrapped up in this quarterback situation. I can't focus on special teams.
I know. You're just so focused in on
I'll
everything.
I'll check the depth chart.
Hey, before we jump on the 8 o'clock hour here, we can have Kyle on here. Hear what he has to say. Any guy that's standing out there, and everybody's driving by him every day, and he's got his stuff up. And
anyone who appreciates that kind of humor, by the way, Sanders, I can hold your balls better. Anyone who likes that sort of humor is fine by me.
All right. Well, he give you a number? Do you call him, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we can get him on right after this, bro. We can get him on that in 5 minutes from now.
Well, I got to tell you
Stay
about
tuned here.
I got to tell you about Loctite, man. We are in hurricane season, man, and there's one thing you can do during hurricane season. You can't control the weather. You can't control where these hurricanes and these tropical storms go, but you can control what you do to your home to fix it. Impact Windows. And I want to tell you all about Loctite and the great work they're doing. I'm talking about Loctite, Impact Windows, doors, and roofing. Doing it all, man. And I want to let you know, these guys are saying, they called me again last night. Say, hey, Joe, Impact Windows are hurricane category 5 rated, withstand 140 mile per hour winds. We want to let everybody know Impact Windows and Doors and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And listen to this, Impact Windows is low as $3 per month per window installed. When it comes to roofing material, I've been saying this, tile, shingle, metal flat, they do it all. But if you got a leaky roof and you're a little concerned about the next time we get 7 or 8 inches of rain and that might ruin everything, get these guys at Loctite to come out. The roofing part of the company is as good as there is. We got financing plans to help you out. If that's holding you back, there's no reason now with these financing plans they have at Loctite to finally get this thing done, all right? Loctite is licensed and insured contractor, so you're covered with all that. They do all the permits, HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about that. And they cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Don't wait for the storm. Don't wait for it. Take advantage of these Loctite deals with the best. You want to talk about absolutely really good quality work, quality people, very competitive prices to help you out, and make sure you do it. 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Loctite, waiting for your call right now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
With Atlantic Men's Clinic.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe. I showed you this video here earlier this morning. Trey Taylor, who is a defensive back for the Raiders. They haven't had a lot of success, as you can imagine, against the Chiefs over the years.
By the way, with those quarterbacks, they're not going to have a whole lot of success against anybody.
No, you see their depth chart is looking rough right now. It's that Aiden O'Connell, and then they got Gardner Minshew over there. So it seems like only a matter of time until Devontae Adams blows up. And
I want to see receivers next year. Follow him around one more year. By the way, he was really good on that show.
He was.
Finished it up last night.
All right, good. I'm glad you finally made it through that one.
Thank you, sir.
But back to this story here. The last thing you want to do on, like, the first or second day of camp is, you go talk to the fans, and the guy got a Kermit the Frog doll with the Mahomes hair on top of it and a Mahomes jersey.
Why?
And he did the, hi, I'm Patrick, like, in the Kermit voice. And just not a great move.
I mean, it got everybody to laugh and stuff, but, like, why would you want to do that to a guy that has owned that division?
So Mahomes is 10-2 against the Raiders. The Chiefs have won 8 straight AFC West titles. And Mahomes' personal trainer came out on Twitter and quote tweeted it and said, "We will remember." Needless to say, When that matchup, their first matchup is in week 8, I would bet on the Chiefs in that one.
Why?
Pretty heavily. Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to get that guy any extra motivation. Like, why you'd want to rile that guy up the people out there.
It's funny, just to your point, you and I were laughing earlier about, is Josh Allen overrated?
Yeah.
And I go ask the Dolphins. He's 11-2.
And by the way, Mahomes without Mahomes, Josh Allen's probably in at least one Super Bowl, right?
Standing
in his way.
There's a good chance. And one thing about him, Josh Allen, he stays healthy. He and Mahomes, those guys play a lot. I just don't remember those guys missing games.
Seems like just a very, very strange move there, Joe. All right, let's go. I told you we'll get to the airlines here. Let's jump away from sports for a second here. And this is a very interesting thing. I don't know why I thought of you when I saw this, but there's an airline here, a South Asian airline, that women will soon be able to avoid sitting next to male strangers on a plane in a first-ever initiative that has been launched by IndiGo, which is the largest low-cost airline, I guess, in India, yeah. Will allow female flyers to see a special seating map during the online check-in process.
What, girls only?
That shows them in pink where other members of their, the woman's sex, I guess, said that weird in the article here, are seated. So male passengers are not going to have this information. They will be only able to see the available seats that that they can sit in.
That's really weird. That's where I would prefer not to sit next to any men, please.
Well, I shouldn't say I thought of you when I read this, but...
So why would you think of me on that, though?
Well, because, you know, you'd like to talk.
Yeah.
You know.
I do. If I'm not talking, I'm sleeping. All right, Woody, what else you have on that note?
That's I'm sorry.
No, that's a weird one.
That is a weird story. It's weird. It is a weird story.
Women, apparently, they wouldn't do it unless a lot of women have said, we'd really like to sit in our own area.
I sat next to a woman on my flight back from Charlotte. I told you, not the best experience.
I never had. I mean, first of all, if you sit next to somebody, you can tell if they don't want to talk or not. It's pretty clear.
Oh, I don't talk to, you know, I don't talk to anyone. But I was more referring to her, the way she was fitting into the seat.
So you said...
So everyone's supposed to get the right armrest, right? Everyone's supposed to be entitled to the right armrest.
I know you sent me some. Is this the big girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone should be entitled to the right armrest, correct?
Yeah.
Except the fact that, I couldn't even get to it.
Anyway. No. I'm glad you said this because I was coming home from a playoff game. I told you this years ago. And the woman was a large woman, and she sat next to me, and two on the side, a smaller plane. And she sat down, and I'm a big guy myself, so she was maybe like a quarter into my seat. And the next thing I hear is, "Excuse me, can I get an extended seatbelt, the second seatbelt?" And they went and got it. And I was thinking, do you see this situation where I needed to get out of there? It was the NBA basketball playoffs. I want to embarrass anybody, so I didn't say anything. I sucked it up. But it was I was really pissed off. You couldn't, I guess there was nothing they could do. Maybe the plane was full. It's like, hey, sorry. I guess they don't go around asking, hey, are you 300 pounds? But
they weigh the luggage.
What's the luggage have to do
with... They could start weighing the people.
They're not going to do that. You imagine the lawsuits on that one.
The same lawsuits that airline that is going to block men from sitting in certain seats.
All right, man, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was a good rant. All right, and here to add to that airline story, this was really, really weird, man. So a couple of these social media influencers, TikTokers, or whatever the hell they're calling themselves, they were all riled up because on Friday, like everyone else, they got screwed at the airport, right?
Yeah.
And this wasn't the airline's fault. This was everything got hacked. So delayed Delta passengers, this is from Delta, they decided they would go into the lounge, whatever, the Delta lounge, where they have all the free stuff.
Yeah.
And their theme of their TikTok videos were that we're going to get revenge on the airline and we're going to make our money back because their trip was canceled. So they show in the video these guys taking different stuff from around the lounge, throwing it away, taking wine, pouring it out. They took the entire thing of hand sanitizer and dumped it out. It was a very weird video. They're getting a lot of backlash for it, but I just thought it was a very bizarre way to exact revenge on the airline.
Pretty stupid. I don't get that. I don't know why.
It is pretty stupid.
All right.
I got one more for you.
I get you're upset, but...
This is a really cool story.
Up. Yeah.
So we got a punter here, Kyle Ulbrich, who is camped out at the Dolphins facility. Have you seen this?
Trying to get a job.
He's trying to get a job.
Yeah.
Now, I messaged him on Twitter, as I told you we were going to do, try to get him on. He's available.
Okay.
If we'd like to do this here. He's saying he'd jump right on with us. So if you're interested in this story here, I think we could do this, Joe.
So he's out there again today?
He is out there. He's got all these signs, by the way. I'm a big fan of this sign. That's a Sanders. I can hold your balls better. Big fan of that sign.
That's pretty smart, though. Even if you're not excited about me as your actual punter, that holder is the punter, and that is an important one because Jason has had guys in the past that he is not excited about.
So we actually had some people text in about this story earlier, so we reached out, and what do you think?
Want
to talk to him?
I think we should do it.
Excellent. Let's do it.
What's his name again?
Kyle. From Middle Tennessee. Tennessee.
So I'm guessing the guy did his homework and said, if they'll give me a chance, I can beat this guy out.
Oh, well, he's got, by the way, I think it's his wife. You got to ask. I think it's his wife that makes the signs. And it says he's got a sign, Middle Tennessee record holding punter. It's a senior average, 47.1, all conference, undefeated at Hard Rock. He put undefeated at Hard Rock on the sign. Remember, they were the ones that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he just out of college or has he been out for a while?
Well, if he was on that team, I guess he's just out.
Wait.
Yeah. So this is just kind of.
Well, does he want to come on?
Yeah, he does. He got right back to us. You're very nice.
Well, listen, anything we can do to help Chris Greer and those guys, and instead of just worry about this negotiation with Tua, maybe we can help and see. Who's the punter right now for the Dolphins, Woody? Do you know?
Are you going to tell me? Do they have one?
Yes, they've got one.
Hopefully this guy. Do they have one?
Hey, let's go ahead.
I don't know, bro. I'm wrapped up in this quarterback situation. I can't focus on special teams.
I know. You're just so focused in on
I'll
everything.
I'll check the depth chart.
Hey, before we jump on the 8 o'clock hour here, we can have Kyle on here. Hear what he has to say. Any guy that's standing out there, and everybody's driving by him every day, and he's got his stuff up. And
anyone who appreciates that kind of humor, by the way, Sanders, I can hold your balls better. Anyone who likes that sort of humor is fine by me.
All right. Well, he give you a number? Do you call him, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we can get him on right after this, bro. We can get him on that in 5 minutes from now.
Well, I got to tell you about
Stay tuned here.
I got to tell you about Loctite, man. We are in hurricane season, man. And there's one thing you can do during hurricane season. You can't control the weather. You can't control where these hurricanes and these tropical storms go, but you can control what you do to your home to fix it. Impact Windows. And I want to tell you all about Loctite and the great work they're doing. I'm talking about Loctite, Impact Windows, doors, and roofing. Doing it all, man. And I want to let you know, these guys are saying, they called me again last night. Say, hey, Joe, Impact Windows are Hurricane Category 5 rated, withstand 140-mile-per-hour winds. We want to let everybody know, Impact Windows and Doors and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And listen to this, Impact Windows is as low as $3 per month per window installed. When it comes to roofing material, I've been saying this, tile, shingle, metal flat, they do it all. But if you got a leaky roof and you're a little concerned about the next time we get 7 or 8 inches of rain and that might ruin everything, get these guys at Loctite to come out. The roofing part of the company is as good as there is. We got financing plans to help you out. If that's holding you back, there's no reason now with these financing plans they have at Loctite to finally get this thing done, all right? Loctite is licensed and insured contractors, so you're covered with all that. They do all the permits, HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about that. And they cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Don't wait for the storm. Don't wait for it. Take advantage of these Loctite deals with the best. You want to talk about absolutely really good quality work, quality people, very competitive prices to help you out, and make sure you do it. 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Loctite, waiting for your call right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.